Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Singapore is well known for its countless and occasionally monotonous multi-use tower blocks. But one such megastructure stands out amongst the crowd. Sometimes referred to as Little Thailand, this 16-storey tower, which covers 1.3 hectares, works and looks slightly differently to its cookie-cutter counterparts. To tell us more, Monocle's Naomi Zhu Elegant brings us this tall story.
Most architecture in Singapore falls into one of three categories. There are the historic structures, like British colonial buildings and colourful shophouses, the modest and functional public housing blocks of the past few decades, and the sleek modern glass and steel towers clustered around the business district. That's part of why the Golden Mile Complex, a mixed-use megastructure that looms above one of Singapore's main highways, is so striking. This brutalist behemoth, which was completed in 1973, is 16 stories tall, and it's wider than it is high, taking up 1.3 hectares of land. But the Golden Mile Complex doesn't resemble a typical brutalist building of the kind you see across Europe and the US. Rather than grey concrete and small windows, the Golden Mile Complex is white top and yellow, with red and blue accents on sloping terraced balconies, which overflow with plants. On the other side, circular windows reminiscent of a ship's portholes line the upper and lower parts of the building, giving it a touch of whimsy. Staircases jut out from the facade and are topped with yellow cladding and porthole windows, giving them the look of cartoon submarines. This side of the building has an inverted version of the stepped section terrace, with an underside that cuts away in horizontal angles, creating negative space, like standing underneath elevated bleachers. Bright yellow pillars line the facade and glow in the sunshine. The Golden Mile Complex contains both residential and commercial properties. It's become an enclave for Singapore's Thai population, and is sometimes referred to as Little Thailand. The high-ceilinged atrium is filled with Thai supermarkets and some of the city's best Thai restaurants, as well as travel agents and karaoke rooms. Exposed ventilation pipes snake around the walls, and people jostle and bustle among food stalls and bars. By Singapore standards, the complex has a reputation for getting a little rowdy, with bar fights and illegal parties popping up every now and then. The distinctive structure blends elements of brutalist architecture with design flourishes adapted to Singapore's year-round tropical climate, with open terraces and big, airy spaces. The apartment balconies have uninterrupted views of the coast and the ocean, and there is an upper-story garden concourse for outdoor activities. There is even a small Buddhist shrine outside one entrance of the building. Many of Singapore's officially designated conserved buildings are much older than the Golden Mile Complex, and some people have voiced their distaste for the high-density giant. One local politician referred to it as a vertical slum and a national disgrace. The question of whether the Golden Mile Complex would be named a conserved building was up in the air for a long time. But in late 2021, the government announced that it qualified. And earlier this year, a consortium of real estate firms bought the Golden Mile for 700 million Singapore dollars. The developers will restore the building, which has suffered disrepair over the years, and said they would pay special attention to retaining its key features and its signature terraced profile. The redevelopment will coincide with the building's 50th birthday. Details of when it will reopen and what it will be like are still scarce, but it will remain multi-use, likely with a bit of a modern makeover. Current residents and businesses must vacate by next May, when redevelopment will begin. Some plan to return, while others are looking for new leases and saying goodbye to the Golden Mile.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Today's episode was written by Naomi Zhu Elegant and produced and edited by David Stevens. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.